producing so many writers, whatever it is about the creative process here in the West, there's no doubt about it. We have some very talented people based here as well. Now, Liam Horan is one of those people, and his debut novel, On the Way Out, is the winner of the Gerald Griffin competition, and for the first adult fiction production that he has written. In relation to the book itself, the launch is officially taking place on the 22nd of November at 7:30 p.m. Now, Liam hails from Ballinrobe, and I just want to give you a warm welcome, Liam. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Angela. Thank you very much for having me on.
Now, you're no stranger to writing, and I think a lot of people know that. You're very well known in the West of Ireland, but the idea of writing adult fiction, that's not an easy ask, but you've done it.
Yes, I have a background in journalism and that kind of thing.
That's right.
To clarify, the word adult is used... not in the...
I understand. And, you know, I wondered, when I researched it, I thought, I wonder how Liam will feel about that word. I think you're right. I think it's more just that it's a theme about grown-ups.
Yeah, it's fiction. Adults, our young people can read, I suppose, yeah. And it's that's a wonderful competition, the Gerald Griffin Literary Competition. It's won by Limerick Writers' Centre, and it's for people who've never published a novel before.
Mm.
And there's a whole sort of shortlisting and selection process, etc.
Kudos to you.
Delighted to come through as the winner of, and it's been a huge boost. I have written and published a collection of short stories previously.
That's right.
We launched at the White Atlantic Words in Castlebar 3 years ago. But this is my first foray into writing a novel, and I actually completed a master's in creative writing in UL in the last 2 years. And my goal during that master's was to learn how to write a novel. It was something that always daunted me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and a lot of people would say the same.
Yeah, it's the whole thing of how do you build it? How do you keep it alive? How do you show enough to keep them interested in it, but not so much you give the story away? And all of that was stuff I had to learn. And I learned it slowly, I would say, but steadily, hopefully. And that's why I'm delighted to have this novel published and an award winner right at the end of my master's. It's kind of like a mission accomplished feel to it, but
yeah.
It has, you know, well, nothing to do with creativity. There's never really that full mission accomplished feel because you're always thinking about the next thing, and I could have done that a bit better and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, that's the self, isn't it? And the creative mind. It's the self and the creative mind. It leads you down many roads.
Yes.
I mean, it's described, I'm not going to obviously give away any plots, but it is described as a story of change, courage and second chances. Interesting themes.
Yes, and it's kind of built around a town of Rathfinn, and in that town there are a number of characters who are around the 60 mark, and in fact the HSE announced a 60 soon, 60 something club, and this brings a few people together, but it's also about the town itself, about the changes that may or may not be wrought upon the town as well, you know. So it's about people. There's a Louise who runs an Inspire stationery shop, and she's wondering about her future and the future of the shop, and there's Matt, whose wife Annie has passed away, and he's involved in as luck would have it, the local community radio station, Community Radio Rathfinn. And
good for you.
It is deeply rooted in the local thing, you know.
It is. It's community based, and I think a lot of people will relate to that in the context of the rural urban divide and the challenges facing people in small communities. Particularly, I mean, you've touched on the business aspect, you've touched on the interpersonal, you've touched on the grief element and the issues around loneliness. There's a lot in this novel, and I mean, if you were to say to somebody, bearing in mind your first publication was short stories, how would you describe the difference between writing the short stories versus the novel?
A short story is a big undertaking because you've got to have your end in sight very soon. By its very nature, you've got to kind of turn it around and bring it somewhere. A novel can breathe more. That brings its own challenges, but as I got into writing the novel, I started to enjoy that more and more, that sense of you can go wherever you want to go with this novel. And actually, Shane McGowan's sister, Siobhan, who's a well-known novelist, was one of our guest speakers in the Masters in UL, and she used a phrase that resonated with me hugely. She said, write by instinct. if it feels right for you that the character goes out now and steals a car, if that feels right for you, let the character go out and steal a car. And that freedom in novel writing that I really got to enjoy, that sense of I can go wherever I want in the next chapter. And in fact, the reader is quite happy to be led, I feel, sort of tangentially out through the book. That if you go too chronologically, it becomes, and this is something my editor, Ashley Maroney, would have talked about quite a bit, if you do too much of that, it becomes just he said, she said, then this happened, then that happened. So you've got to sort of, like a matador, show a bit of the flag to the bull and then move away, and, you know, you're kind of swirling around.
Tapestry.
Exactly. That is probably what would have frightened me about writing a novel, but it ended up being what I liked most, actually.
Isn't that interesting?
This is in my hands now. You know, I can go wherever I want now, and there's nothing to stop me doing this with the character. Now, my characters are, in some ways, they're predictable insofar as any human is predictable. They're not like outrageous characters, but in some ways I liked that as well. So what would somebody like me perhaps do next in this situation?
They're relatable.
Hopefully. That's the reader will judge, but that's what I would be trying to do. I try to write close to people and close to place. So in some stories, place is often a backdrop, whereas in my case here, the town of Rathfinn, and the future of the community centre and the future of a particular lane called Gahan's Lane, these are all up for grabs. And that's part of the story as well. And one of the hopes I would have for the book is that when people have finished it, that they might reflect, you know, with curiosity on what happens about Finn next. Where does that Finn go next? Do you know what I mean? So, because I feel it is a character. In fact, one of the judges in the Gerald Griffin competition is a very accomplished American writer, Kerry Neville. And she picked up on that. She said that the town itself is a character, a bit ragged but full of possibility. And that's kind of what I was hoping for, that the town would feel like a character in the story.
You know, Liam, if you don't mind me digressing, you do an awful lot of work within the community in the area of Ballinrobe, and I'm struck by just the memory of the drive to have, a place for the community to get together, and the struggles of rural towns in Ireland to survive, to perpetuate, to move forward into the future. And when you describe the town you wrote about as being a character in itself, according to other people who'd sort of perused the novel, I'm struck by the similarities in some ways of things you've been involved in to perpetuate a rural town and to basically ensure that a town stays alive. You've based it on an age group as well that would be reminiscent of so many who are, you know, seeing the young people move on and migrate. Would you say the West was very inspirational for you on that basis?
I've lived most of my life in the West, not all of it, but most of it in the West. From an early age, thanks to my late father, who was a local notes and sports writer for local papers, I was going to football matches around Mayo since before I can remember.
Yeah.
So I would feel very involved, I feel very much part of the West. Without, you know, I wouldn't say I'm maudlin about it. And you mentioned, yes, there are similarities with Ballinrobe here. I think everything you write has similarities, or is influenced by where you're from and what you're doing. And in the Ballinrobe case, for example, my launch is on tomorrow night in the library at 7:30. Hopefully, in a couple of years' time, that launch will be on in Ballinrobe Town Hall. We bought the old Valkenburg Hotel there.
Yeah.
We have a very, what I would say is an enlightened project there that will really do a lot to revitalise Ballinrobe, and it's being considered by the department now, and there's good local support for it. And, you know, it's something Ballinrobe needs. I mean, Ballinrobe's problems have been well chronicled, but equally, you know, to balance that is a very exciting project that we are still working on. It will include performance area, it includes accommodations, it includes meeting rooms, it's a three-story complex. But also, like this week in Ballinrobe, two new pubs reopened. So O'Malley's Bar, which would be Tommy O'Malley, who lives in Castlebar, very well known in Castlebar circles, his home place, his nephew Adrian, is reopening the family bar after a 10-year period of closure. Reopened today, this morning, and earlier this week, Carney's Bar and Restaurant on Abbey Street reopened as well. So,
brilliant.
You know, there is always a sense of evolution in a town, and not all of it is bad, and things change. And sometimes the good old days are the product of bad memories as well. And
very true.
So what I write about Ballinrobe, I write about Rathfinn, Ballinrobe is influenced there, but there's optimism as well, you know. And
so important.
And
And I know really, like, I don't want to forget now to cover the launch, so don't feel I will. But the last question, outside of the details of the launch, I just wanted to compliment you on the graphics for the cover. I think they're ingenious, if you want me to be honest. I mean, I'm looking at it and I really would feel like picking that book up and reading it. And that's not, you know, that's I'm not saying it lightly. They're beautifully done and colours are very nicely chosen.
Thank you.
It gives a flavour of a rural town. I don't know how you've managed that, but fair play. I have to say it deserves comment.
Oh yes, and I want to pass the credit of that on to Catherine Diane Heighton, who's my illustrator. She illustrated my first book as well, which was published by Mayo Books Press. She lives in Madrid, actually. She's an illustrator I found on Fiverr.com, where you can find people.
Amazing.
And I just liked what she did, and we worked on this to get the mood and the colouring and all of that.
Mood,
and,
good word.
Yeah.
There is a mood. Yeah, there is a mood from it. No, I just wanted to say it from a creative perspective. Compliments to all.
Thank you. I'll pass it on to her.
Now, finally, because I know you're very busy and I've probably taken up way too much of your time, Liam,
and thank you
for being so generous with it. But the launch itself, tell us a bit about that.
So the launch is in the beautiful Ballinrobe Library, which is an old Church of Ireland building, as I'm sure you know, right in the middle of town. And it is a library today and it'll be a library tomorrow, but we'll be repurposing it tomorrow evening thanks to the support and Mary Farrell and Charlie Leader in the library as a launch venue. And it's used for lots of things like that in Ballinrobe because we right now don't have that town hall. It's a 7:30 affair. Declan Varley, who's a very well-known, you talked about West of Ireland writers, Declan Varley is another Ballinrobe man.
Yes.
Very well-known author. He's going to launch it. Declan and I sat together in our leaving cert, would you believe, and I was best man at his wedding to Bernadette Prendergast, the well-known Go of AFM broadcaster. And Declan will launch the book. Colm Birchall, who's a Dublin friend of mine, will be the MC. We'll have a couple of readers from a local writing group as well, because I do believe in the Masters I did, there was a big thing about creative writers in the community, and I do believe in community when it comes to writing.
Well done.
In fact, on the first Monday of every month in the Linen Hall in Castlebar, there's an open mic.
That's right, I'm aware of
it,
yes.
And huge crowds. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Dale Burke and all the team there do great work. Fiona Neary and those. So there's a lot of that out there. We have a writers group that meets in Ballinrobe every Saturday morning in the Bowers restaurant. And I believe in promoting and encouraging that because that's where I've come from. And that implies I've gone away from there. I haven't either. I'm just like everybody else, just trying to learn this game and trying to challenge myself and be curious about it. Sometimes writers come to me, young or new writers, and they think there's some sort of secret society out there. The answer is there isn't. It's quite an open book. And so I would very much be encouraging people to, if you have something to say, there'll be somebody to listen, you can learn and enjoy and all of that. As I said, writing a novel to me became a great joy, actually, which was something I would have feared.
I know.
So a big night in Ballinrobe. We'll go to O'Malley's bar afterwards and we'll have a good night and plenty of people turning up and all of that. And we had a great night the night I launched my collection of short stories in the dome there in Castlebar at the Wild Atlantic Words Festival. And I believe that if people come out for a night to a book launch, they should really enjoy it, not just
a night of celebration.
The night out. We've only so many of those every year that we really can enjoy, and hopefully that will be tomorrow night too for people. And
excellent,
everybody's
stuff.
Welcome.
So Saturday the 22nd, 7:30, Ballinrobe Library, Main Street, Ballinrobe, just to get the housekeeping out of the way. Listen, a pleasure, Liam. Looking forward to all the future novels as well. Delighted that you have found a niche that means you can create novels now on top of everything else you're doing. Have a lovely launch, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate that.
All the best. Not at all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Liam Horan there, published author, well-known in Germany.